Very saddened yesterday evening to hear the loss. I suppose another great servant and contributor to Galway GAA in Phelan Murphy. Firstly, on behalf of Galway County Board, we extend our sympathies to Nelly, to Phelan's children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, and to the Thurlamore GAA Club and community in particular, and to the many colleagues and friends he worked with over the years. A huge loss, an icon and a legend as described by Searle, and a multitude of work from his club at county and at provincial level. He does leave an outstanding legacy in terms of Galway hurling in particular, his involvement in the Galway Hurling Board, unrivaled success and what developed out of that relative to what went before. And that is a massive legacy, both administratively and his involvement in teams as well, John.
You talk about the teams of 87 and 88 and the great All-Ireland winning performances that they put in, that even though the names like Conor Hayes, Cyril Farrell, Noel Lane, Tony Keady, I could name every single one of the 24-man, 26-man panel, but there's always another name that is always synonymous with that team, and it's just one word: Phelan.
Yeah, and I think you summed it up. I noticed that in the tributes from Turlough as well. When you're known on the one name term as well, it is a testament to the impact you have and to the legacy you have. And as you said, synonymous with them teams and those eras. And as I said, it does go back to that period in Galway hurling history that, as it was unrivaled and didn't happen before. So it was a huge impact, I suppose, in terms of the change of the culture and a winning mentality and a lot of success from that time, as you said, completely synonymous with that.
Just as we finish up, Paul, there's many people that when you think about someone who's passed that you say with a smile on your face, and Phelan will be absolutely no different, because people will have nothing but fond memories of him.
Absolutely, and I think you're probably going to see that over the next couple of days. You're going to hear plenty of the stories that went with that, and as I said, for his family to be able to look back on that and on what he has given and what has done, that's something to take great comfort in. We talked about Galway hurling there, John, really, but to serve as president of the Connacht Council from a Galway hurling background is unique too, as well. And as well, we should acknowledge his efforts with Athenry, and again with his own club. As I said, it's an outstanding legacy, and I said we'll leave a smile on a lot of people's faces today when they think back on that.